Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now. Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of Overcoming Your Emotional Eating. Man, am I loving this topic around loving your body that you were born with and loving it through the change, because it changes so frequently through our lives, right? We start out in this infant body and then move to this child body and toddler body. Well, toddler body, child body, then adolescent body, then adult body. And then in your adult body, it changes there further. If you're a woman, you can go through pregnancy and menopause. If you're a man, you go through the aging that we as women do. And gosh, it changes so much from our 20s to our 50s to our 80s. And understanding and appreciating it, even if you can't love it, but appreciating all that it has done for you in its miraculousness is imperative. It really is a life lesson because we're not taught it. And in order for us to really understand the magnitude of what our body does every day, it's important that you recognize the real specifics on the dynamics of what goes on in our body. And that's what this podcast is about. How does it do all the things that it does, from our brain working, our kidney, our lungs, and us using energy to do that and thinking through things and walking out to our car and going up the stairs and vacuuming and doing dishes and laundry and working. And we never say, thanks so much. We really just learn to criticize, critique, and objectify it. Well, not anymore. In today's podcast, I'm going to talk a lot more about how you can love and appreciate your body where it is for what it is doing for you, because no matter who you are or what predicament you're in, your body is working on some level if you can listen to this podcast. It's kind of like Pitbull says, and for those of you that know me, you know why I use Pitbull references. I love him and I'm going to see him again in a few weeks, but Pitbull says every day above ground is a blessing. Remember that. And it's true. And our body is what gives us the day. Take a listen so you can understand a better way to think about, or maybe just a different way, maybe not better, a different way to think about and maybe appreciate your body. And take a look at my website, www.wendyfrancis.com. Starting a new group soon. I guarantee you, no matter what time you're hearing this, we're going to continue running them. They've been a mass success and I'm super excited for them. We're also going to grow in different directions on days and times, as well as speaking. And if you know anybody that wants to sponsor Overcoming, I am currently taking sponsors and interviews. So please, please let me know that. And you can contact me through www.wendyfrancis.com. Thank you, as always, for listening.
Yes, yes. So we all have a body, and sometimes we like our bodies, and sometimes we treat them nice, and lots of times we don't. They really are our best friends. It's one of the only things where we come into the world with, and we leave the world with, so to speak. There's not many things, actually, that you can say, besides maybe our personality or spirit, that come into the world with us and that leave the world with us. I know the body doesn't essentially leave at that moment, but it does in time, not to get too morbid today. But really, understanding and loving our body is kind of like loving your best friend. We know the reality is that many of us don't treat our bodies well, that we don't feed it good food all the time. Maybe that it's that we don't talk to it nicely all the time. Maybe it's that we don't pamper it or treat it kindly in very specific ways or more general ways. The truth is, many of us let our mind bully our body. And after tonight's call, my intention is that you might think just a little bit different about the thing that you sit in every day. And that's not your seat, right? It's your body. As we get older, our body changes radically. We're born into this infant body, to the toddler body, to the child body, to the teenage body, to the adult body. To make things more confusing, as adults, we change then further from young adult to middle adult to older adult. If you're a female, you change from hormonal teenager to young adulthood to pre-menopause, perimenopause, menopause, and then elder adult. There's lots of changes that go on in our body, and recognizing what our body does for us is really important to give a sense of gratitude for what we live in every day. I know many times I forget, don't recognize, don't think about them, kind of on my own agenda in my mind of what I have to get done, where I have to go, what I have to do, what I have to think about next. And it's rare that I look down and go, oh, thanks so much for being on board with me today and letting me do this. It may happen more often to me than the average Joe, but I can actually say I don't do it as much as I really know I need to. Here's the thing. Aside from doing our best to live healthfully, there's very little control we have over the changes in our body, right? Making one thing very important, learning to love our body unconditionally. Now, I know besides all the stages that I talked about, when we get into adulthood and it comes to weight gain or weight loss issues, I know we feel like we have a lot of control over that. And we do, based on what we eat, how we eat, why we eat, what our patterns are, how often we're active, what our diagnoses or medications are. I mean, there's lots of things behind that that we could quote unquote say we have some control over. But what if we just stopped and tried to love it unconditionally first? Society is full of expectations and unrealistic standards that can make loving your body very hard. Even for the people that I see that I think look amazing externally, it's rare that I hear them make the comment that they love their body. I remember in the years and years that I worked with my clients with anorexia and bulimia, and I still do some, but the way in which those girls looked from the external, not knowing the internal, but the external, their bodies were in really amazing shape, some of them, oddly enough. And they definitely did not love their body. Society, diet culture, body shamers have brainwashed us into thinking that only certain bodies are good bodies, which is very, very true. We really think that the way a specific body looks is what makes it a good body. Deprogramming that thinking and learning to love your body in its current state is hard work, takes a lot of practice, but it definitely needs to be done. In fact, I would realistically say that you have to accept where you live before you can change it. I'm going to say it again. You have to accept where you live before you change it. It's very difficult to do it the other way around. We may have to deprogram years of training, but it's kind of like building a muscle. The more you train it, the quicker and stronger it will respond. And if there's ever been a time to flex that self-love muscle, it's now in our country and in our culture, because it's not getting easier. It's only getting harder. That's really the truth. We love our bodies when they do what we want them to do, right? But we don't when they don't. And if we said that about our children or our spouses or our friends, we probably would be shamed right out of the room. But yet we say it to our bodies and about our bodies all the time. Makes you wonder, is that really fair? What if we just loved it unconditionally? If you think about all the things your body does for you, physically speaking, your heart beats somewhere between 50 and 80 beats per minute. How many minutes is that a day? doesn't beat. Your brain thinks and helps you act and helps you feel, and all the neurotransmitters that are jumping around in your brain, so to speak, help to coordinate how you feel and what you're doing next. Your kidney filters your urine and helps it really get streamlined so that you're not resorbing toxins. Your liver helps strain out all of the medications and the toxins that you're taking in, and it helps to produce bile, which helps you digest and absorb fat. We can go through the GI system and what that does. And if you think about it calorically, right, we know that the kidney can use up anywhere between 200 and 400 calories a day just by functioning. Yes, it's true. The liver can go up to 400 calories a day just by functioning. We forget that our organs are working all the time. And the sad part about that is that they're working for us and we're not even saying, hey, thanks guys, good job. We know our body moves and it gets us where we need to go when we want to go there. We also know that our body regenerates and repairs overnight. Now, here's the interesting part that I was thinking about as I was kind of writing my notes down for today. So I have these paint splotches on my wall from, you know, taking off pictures, or I should say the paint is gone off certain areas because I took pictures off my walls. That didn't repair or regenerate overnight. If you get a scratch on your car, it doesn't repair or regenerate overnight. Yet, if you get a long scratch on your arm and you go to sleep, it will look different in the morning, better. Maybe not fully healed, but better. How many other things in your life can you say regenerate or repair overnight? So how do you love your body in an era and a time where self-love and self-acceptance is dimmed and body hatred is the norm? How do you learn to love it? And when I say that, I hope it doesn't stay that way. I would like for it to change, but I've been wanting it to change for 30 years. When at my culture, it was magazines. We didn't have to deal with social media. We didn't have to deal with all of these images hitting us from different ways, different times, different places, like girls and boys do now. But the reality is it was still there. So how do you love your body if you don't right now? Well, the first thing you can do is you can begin to create a specific self-love belief. So in that, what I'm saying is, it's like a rebuttal. Did you ever have a belief construct or a saying that you say? One of my best girlfriends and I call her my Sil because she's my sister in life. When we're going through hard times, we've said for years, and this too shall pass. So whenever we're talking to each other and we're going through a time, we will say at the end of the conversation, and this too shall pass, and this too shall pass, because it just gets us through those times that we all have. That's a mantra or a belief, however you want to phrase that. So what if you made a self-love mantra, self-love belief? Anything could come in here that when you want to say something negative to your body, you can turn it around to that specific mantra. Something like, I am enough. Or, thank you, body, for carrying me through. Thank you for carrying me through. Thank you for being stronger. I'm resilient and strong in my body, right? So that you can have a mantra that gets you through, or belief, whatever you want to call it. So when you want to say something bad, you have something to go back at it, right? Number two, if you journal, it would be taking out a journal, taking out a piece of paper, and writing down all the reasons why you could thank your body. So, top of the paper starts off, I thank you for whatever that is. You can even thank your abdomen, and we all can get squishy around our abdomen. I hate to tell you guys that, but it is very difficult to maintain six-pack abs. And even people with six-pack abs will tell you it's difficult to maintain six-pack abs. But that belly fat for women protects our reproductive organs. That's pretty cool because you don't want those things to get hurt, right? You can thank your legs for being able to walk and carry you. If you have strong thighs and you need to walk up your stairs, you can thank those parts for doing that. If you are a female and you have given birth to a baby, I am telling you, you have way more things to put on that piece of paper than I can even tell you right now. Because the coolest thing about a woman's body, I believe, is the fact that it actually can do it. Now, if you've done it, then obviously you get, right, that you grew this baby, you grew a human being. You grew a human. You grew a human in your womb, and then you released it into the world. And all of the work that it takes to do that is magnanimous. If you are a male, then you actually contributed the other part of that. And if you were a part of the birthing experience, then your body carried you through carrying your wife through that component. There's a magnanimous thank you for that. And the list could go on and on about what our bodies have done for us. Number three, one of the best ways to begin to love your body, if you are on social media and you scroll, please give your social media feeds a makeover. Please recognize which feeds give you good feelings about your body and who you are in your body and which ones do not. Do not waste your time with places and spaces that make you feel less than. If they make you feel less than they make others feel less than. And the only way that those places are going to come down on social media is for you not to tend to them. The more we ignore the unacceptable, the more it will go away. Recognize what your social media is doing for you and what it is not doing for you is imperative, because what we see visually gets locked into our unconscious and subconscious construct, and it will in fact haunt us. And you'd be surprised at where that comes up, those visual images and the comparison or the contrast to what those look like versus what our body looks like, etc. So making sure you're watching what you watch is really important, more than you recognize. Number four, create boundaries. I'll say it again. Create boundaries. If people that you are around body shame you or other people, please set a no limit rule around that for yourself, for other people. You can tell them how those certain comments make you feel. When you make comments like that about your own body changes, it makes me feel like you won't love me if my body changes. So that could be something, you know, if someone's constantly making their own narrative about their own body, oh, I hate this about my body, I hate that about my body, oh, my body looks like this and this. You can actually explain to them, when you say all of that, here's how it affects me. Now, most of the time, people don't recognize that, but it really does. We also know that if you're a mom, that radically impacts your child, especially your daughter. If you are talking bad about their body as they get older, they will not feel good about their body at all. And so it is imperative that you learn to accept your body. It is a responsibility now, unfortunately, in our culture, for women to accept and love their body if, in fact, you rear children. Because we know, particularly for daughters, from their mothers, that your body image radically impacts your daughters. Fortunately or unfortunately, we know it to be the truth, and it's the hard truth. Because listen, being a parent is the hardest thing on the planet. I know I am one, and the list of responsibilities keeps getting greater. But this responsibility, I can assure you, it is imperative to pick up. There's way too many things in this world that enable our young girls to feel bad about themselves. As older women, we have to let them see that the journey to growth and expansion as a woman comes through the growth and expansion of our bodies in different dimensions, and that that is beautiful as opposed to berate it. Number five, and the last way that you can realistically move into loving your body more is to move your body in ways that make you feel good. There are amazing ways to make your body feel good. Don't punish it. Stop using exercise as a tool to punish it. Whether it's swimming, whether it's rolling around in the dirt, whether it's gardening, whether it's hiking, what makes it feel good? What makes you feel good in your skin? On the Overcoming Emotional Eating podcast, I will be doing an interview here shortly. It'll probably be launched in the next 3 to 4 weeks with a woman who is designing a new type of program called We Shape, W-E Shape. She is designing some activity and exercise-based programs that people can do on their own and plug in their likes and understand more how to do body-loving activities, which I love, which is why I'm interviewing her. So be on the lookout for that. The more that we love our body and we get the mind bully out of there, the more we'll be able to sit with ourselves. Again, our body is our place and our home that we live in. It best serves us if we take care of it.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.